few years ago, the Montana governor's personal antics made international headlines after he body slammed a reporter. Now, Greg Gianforte's personal actions are getting global attention again after he trapped and shot a Yellowstone wolf. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Yellowstone National Park is known for a lot of things. It's geysers, it's grizzly bears, and it's wolves. There are around 90 or so of the animals living within the park, and they're pretty famous.
People from all over the world come to Yellowstone specifically to see these wolves.
That's Jonathan Proctor. He's with the environmental nonprofit Defenders of Wildlife. He says the wolves are protected within Yellowstone, but if they wander outside of the park,
they can so easily be just killed.
That's because it's actually legal to hunt and trap wolves in neighboring states such as Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana, as long as the wolf has stepped outside the park's boundaries. And that was the fate of a black male Yellowstone wolf known as 1155. He was born inside the park a few years ago, and he became one of the wolves biologists track using a radio collar. But recently, 1155 wandered outside of Yellowstone, likely in search of a new mate. Instead, though, he found a trap set by the state's governor, Greg Gianforte. Gianforte killed the wolf on February 15th on a private ranch about 10 miles north of the park. Perfectly legal, except Gianforte still got in trouble with state wildlife officials because he failed to take a required wolf trapping certification course before he killed the animal. John Sullivan is with the sportsman's group Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. He says this course is like taking driver's ed before you drive.
It's a really good thing to do so that the people who are engaging in this sport understand what they're doing, they're educated, they're safe.
And they learn how to trap wolves ethically and more humanely. Plus, it's required. Everyone who traps wolves has to take it. But Gianforte didn't. And after he killed his wolf, he was issued a written warning by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The governor's spokesperson said Gianforte made a, quote, mistake. And he since signed up for a class. But Sullivan said the governor should have known better.
It's difficult to fathom accidentally not taking that class.
That's because Sullivan says when you go to buy your wolf trapping licenses online, it clearly states that you need to register for the required class, too. Plus, Gianforte is an avid sportsman. In fact, he got into trouble 2 decades ago when he illegally shot a young elk.
He has been hunting and trapping in Montana for a long time, and I would be surprised to learn that he didn't know better than to finish that class, to complete that education. And we hope that he apologizes to the citizens of the state for, you know, circumventing the process that we all have to go through.
But Nick Jivak with the conservation nonprofit Montana Wildlife Federation takes a more measured approach. He says, sure, Gianforte screwed up by not taking the class, but he also followed all the other rules.
It was within the bounds of the season, and the only violation in this case was lack of that course.
He says it's a teachable moment for Gianforte. Still, the governor's actions have drawn the ire of other prominent environmental organizations and animal protection groups, including the Humane Society of the United States. Amanda White says the governor got off easy.
He might have received a slap on the wrist in the form of a written warning, but this is really a slap in the face to the millions of people that, you know, come to his state to see these wolves.
She says an iconic and famous animal like the Yellowstone wolf deserves better. She also argues that wolf traps are inhumane.
They're extremely cruel.
She says they hold animals until they either injure themselves trying to escape, or they're killed by hunters. New Mexico recently banned trapping on public lands there, but it's still legal across most of the Mountain West, including Montana, where the legislature is trying to expand trapping opportunities for wolves. In fact, Republicans are currently pushing a suite of bills that would drastically reduce the number of wolves in the state through hunting and trapping. And Gianforte? He's in charge of signing those bills into law. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Missoula, Montana.